5-3-2-1. We skip the four.
Start, bro.
We started.
Oh.
I think we are happy. The prodigal son
returns.
Has returned.
With so nothing.
When you edit this thing,
we must.
You edit this thing, you must have like a little bit of blue at the back.
But the prodigal guy, when he returns, will look blind. What are you trying to say? Welcome back. We missed you, Baba.
Thanks, guys.
What's up, buddy? Are you good?
You guys. Yeah, I'm good, man.
Hey, man, the show missed you. We had Jack on the last month.
Work Jack.
And you, did you see it? And you chose a Cortina for one of them.
Cortina.
That's not been us.
I think it was in memory of you, East Rand, Cortina, Spanner Valley.
Yeah,
and you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How was the long weekend? We went. Sorry for not coming. There's my camera. Sorry for not coming last weekend. We also need a holiday.
I went fishing to Hardee's.
Oh, for actual fish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What other fish?
Like, how? What's fishing? So I went fishing.
At the other hotel, you like.
Exactly. Really? No, I went to Hartebeespoort Dam.
Is that the name of the hotel?
Hartebeespoort Dam Hotel.
We went camping and fishing.
Okay.
And then we got kicked out on Friday night because this lady wanted obscene amount of money. We're camping.
Mm-hmm. You wanted obscene amount
so
of money
for what?
So we
got there. We slept the first night.
Can you start the show?
Okay. I just fell into that one. So anyway, guys, welcome. It's May. I think we're in winter, but did you see that winter? This winter is going to be warmer.
Is it?
Global warming. Yeah, so we're in...
Thanks to cause.
We're in the new month. We're still waiting for our merchandise.
It's coming, guys.
The Bali is gone.
No, the Bali is there.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's 60 k's away from me to pick it up. But
this guy flew 3 hours here. He can't go 60 k's. Just... around the corner.
I'm going to give you a map after this, and I'll show you, man.
Me, bro.
But again, it's old merch, so.
Is it?
Yeah, let's design a new one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, guys, welcome. You know the show. We're going to try and help someone get a car. We've got our old buddy back here, T. I know the ladies, you missed him.
Hey.
Linda's got some insightful news for us, and we close it off with some sport. So let's get on to the show. Mm-hmm. Show number one, May. We have...
It's the second week of May.
Is it the second week?
Mm-hmm.
The last
but
week
it's
was
the seventh.
It's the second week. It will show on the second weekend of May.
Show number one.
Oh, so...
Not week number one.
So.
Stadag weekend. Okay. Anyway, we have Mfana. Where are all these people from Natal? Is it Mfana Giti? Mfana Futi?
Mfana Futi is generally Mfana Futi. Is it Bomfana Mfana Futi, isn't it?
Mostly, yeah.
Madugo Josi ki Mfana Giti.
Ah, Mfana Giti is your nonsense.
So Mfana is from Underberg. He's a father of two. He drives a Ford Ranger 3.2. He's happy with the Ford Ranger. Business is starting to look good in this economy. I wonder what he's doing, bro.
He must give us some business.
Yeah, he must give us some tips. And he needs to travel a bit to far off places, and he's looking for a second car. Mm-hmm. So the guy's got 250,000 rand cash. Where is it stored?
Where do these guys cash?
All of them
cash.
All of them
got 250 cash. Hey, we must go check someone's mattress. Maybe we'll find
it's
something.
It's those sofas.
In the sofas. So the car is going to be used by his wife.
Mm-hmm.
When she's traveling, doing the daily chores, taking the kids to school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when the family travels, he'll be the driver. Furthermore, he should be able to put his family in the car. Should have a tow bar. And what we should consider the following. He lives in Underberg. The closest city to him is 130 kilometers away, which is Pietermaritzburg. So he should be able to repair and service his car in Maritzburg without an issue.
Mm-hmm.
The car should be comfortable, but be able to manage South African roads, which is, that's a tough thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
the funny thing I heard, you know that our roads are actually top-notch in the world. They're, I think, number 4, number 5, something like that.
Really?
Mm.
Our roads?
National
as they
roads.
Are.
National.
National.
Roads.
Yes. Oh.
Northwest.
Yeah.
Not the Free State.
Yeah.
Between Venter and Henneman.
Sorry. Between Poch and Bloemhof. Shoo. My word. Anyway, so it should be able to manage South African roads. So he saw an A4 all road 2-liter TDI.
Good
and
man.
He liked it.
Good man. Clever man.
So he wants us to think about all of these things when we give him a tip on what type of car that he should buy. So I will go first because obviously. By the way, I am on 4.
Oh, you're still counting?
You're on 4. Oh, by the way, okay, but I'll tell you the other things.
400?
Yeah, four out of 4 million. Yeah. But still, I'm on the board.
Oh, when I'm on.
So this is my... Jack, come back. So here's my car.
Mm-hmm.
2017 Mercedes-Benz GLC 220 diesel.
Mm-hmm.
It's going for 249,900. So he can buy Streetwise 2 after he buys the car.
He'll need it.
The mileage is...
What is it?
It's a 4x4.
What's the mileage?
139.
What is it?
139.
Oh, it's a 2.1. That's a 2.1 diesel,
2.2.
Yeah, okay,
right?
That's 2.1.
Yeah, 2.1, yes. It's a 4x4.
Mm-hmm.
It's an automatic transmission.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's a diesel. And the consumption is 5.1. And the specific car is got partial service history. And it's got a Toba, as he has requested.
Wow. But it's got partial service
history. I'm lost. Are we looking at the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
He's further down. Go down. Scroll down.
I've gone down many times in my life, and I still don't see this car. Anyway, carry on.
You know, why do you not see it?
Did you post the wrong car first?
No, look at my...
Okay, it's fine. Carry on.
Carry on.
So this is my car for you and your family. Your wife will enjoy it. She'll look slick in a Mercedes-Benz. You'll look slick in a Mercedes-Benz. I mean, you've got money. You'll look like what you are, having money. So that's what I am suggesting, boys. Let us hear
Tuso.
You.
Are you up for it? It's not there. I get to Tuso. No, it's
not there.
It's not there, but it's fine.
Okay, run us through 2017 GLC.
Mm.
Million kilometers?
139
million
kilometers.
Okay.
Yes.
Automatic diesel. 5.1 partial service history. It's got a tow bar. What did he ask for?
Okay.
What do you say? What do you think?
It's a good car.
The guy wants an SUV, bro. Not an SAV, if I may use BMW speak. It's a bit of a raised vehicle. It's not really an SUV, an off-roader.
You know why I went for
this
car?
And I'm worried about the roads. I'm worried about tires and rims being bent,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing. I'm worried about partial service history and Mercedes maintenance.
How's underbag roads?
It's South African roads.
Under the bag.
Under the bag, South African roads. It's under the bag. I'm worried about consumption. The 2.1 liter engine is
5.1.
Okay, it's fine. The maintenance cost is a problem. You have partial service history, and it's a smallish car. It's not rugged, man.
Mm.
It works for here, Josie.
Mm. It climbs pavements.
Mm.
Doesn't negotiate.
It climbs pavements.
It doesn't negotiate potholes, even potholes here in Josie.
Mm. I know, guys.
I think so.
It will bend the rim.
Yeah, it's a nice little car.
Lou,
yeah, it's nice.
GLC is small, man.
It's a 4x4 drive.
No. It's a formatic. Don't say 4x4, it's a formatic. Look, that one's out. Let's listen to yours, Baba.
Just like Mfana.
That one's out, Chief. And the price, but it's expensive. You can get so many cars.
What did you say? 249.
Oh, sure.
It's expensive.
And a Streetwise 2.
All right. I have a 2012 at 250 on the dot.
On the dot.
2012. Volkswagen Touareg
V6 TDI. He must ask them to put petrol. Please, guys. So I can get home.
What do you mean?
No. 250 on the dot. Bank charges.
Yeah,
if he misses a rent, he's screwed.
He didn't say he's squeezing himself. That's
okay.
What he has.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Okay.
Mileage 187,000, which may seem a bit high, but for the age of the vehicle, it's not. For the age of the vehicle, it's not.
Okay. But it's still high.
No, not really. These things push, man. This engine is strong. They push for...
Okay,
100,000 kilometers. So that's what I'd recommend. It's reliable enough. It's got the power when he needs it, but it's efficient when he doesn't need it. And these cars are hugely underrated, but they're great quality, great cars.
I agree with you there, if I didn't have a better car. But so I agree with you.
Yeah, 13 years.
It's service history.
It's got service history. It's being sold at an Audi dealership, so they've done all the checks and everything. Mm. Clean car, this. With that mileage, clean.
187.
Not this partial thing here.
187.
I think it's expensive, though.
Clean.
I think it's expensive.
13 years.
Dude, in one of these searches, I can't remember what car it was. I saw the thing was over 500,000 Ks.
No, no, look. That,
so
that
you maintain it,
TDI engine, it runs. Has been used in so many cars. Mm. So I don't have a problem with it. I think it's reliable. It's just boring.
Does it look nice?
It's just very boring.
It's for the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the
she's
wife...
She's not trying to pick up Jen.
No, but does the wife now need to drive a boring car?
Look,
what does she need excitement
there's
for?
There's nothing wrong with it. Vala, there's nothing wrong with that car in my view. It's boring-ish. But I suppose boring is good because no one is going to hijack it. But you're probably going to look in the mirror and fall asleep. Every time you drive at... what do you call this place? Underberg, past the shop. Sleep immediately.
So stupid. Do you have a second car or is that
no,
your
that's
car?
It. That's it.
Okay.
The best car.
And you...
Look, look, look. This guy talked about the Audi All-Road Quattro.
Oh.
And I think that's a good car. I like it.
Now, is my car not an all-road?
Not like this. No, no. This is much more rugged. Yours is just...
You were talking about
yours
ground
is
clearance.
Let him finish.
Okay. I like it. I like what he's saying. I like the old road, right? But because I do my homework, I actually gave him top-notch car. 2014, Mercedes-Benz 350, ML 350 diesel, Blue Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's done 150 kilometers, so it's lower kilometers.
150,000.
Yes, okay. It's got full service history. It's white. It's that turbo diesel, the 3-liter turbo diesel that's bulletproof. The maintenance, I was actually checking with your car. It's not far off, and this one's much more comfortable. Much more.
How?
It's much more classy.
Ah, please, man.
You know that when he parks his car, he's gonna look better. Yours, he's gonna. If let's say someone parks the ML. And you park your car, they're immediately going to fall asleep. Immediately. Everyone in the parking lot, boring, and asleep. So, ML. But I like his... Look, Mfana, you can actually go look at your...
Did you just not say Mercedes-Benz's service is expensive?
Okay, I'd rather service this than yours. Because this will give me more...
And this one is more expensive to maintain than his.
I don't think so.
It's a bigger engine. It's a bigger car.
I don't think so.
It is.
Okay. Okay. It's a better car. It's bigger. It's powerful. So if he pays an extra 1,000, it's for a better car.
Not an extra 1,000.
It won't be much more, man.
No. So is it safe to
say... what's the price here on this one?
It's actually cheaper than yours. It's 339. 239.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say he can stick to what he's seen, the Audi?
I like the Audi. He's going to say no, obviously. It's
because
much more exciting.
I think,
it's much more exciting.
For me, your car is old. It's got a lot of mileage.
Kilometer.
I like a Touareg, but it's too old and it's got a lot of mileage. You here with the Mercedes-Benz, we've come to the conclusion that Mercedes is expensive to maintain. And in Underberg, those roads that are under...
No, that's fine. That's fine. It's a proper SUV. It's like the... This will maintain those roads.
What do you say? Final verdict.
I think all the cons he had against your car apply to him.
Yes,
but suddenly
thank you.
There are pros and cons.
Look, what I'm saying... Okay, let's do this. Simple thing. If you look there, it says what? Second option and my choice.
Oh, you're running away from this
one. No, I'm telling you.
So that one is a loss.
No,
we'll take it. Sure, it's a loss.
Loser. So,
talks the guy with the 175 million kilometers.
So, okay, here we are. Find my car.
Out.
Ground clearance, it's expensive. The Benz is out as well. Your ML is out. Your Touareg.
Lot of
it's
kilometers.
It's lots.
By the time he gets to Maritzburg, to 200,000. Comes back, 250,000.
So your car is
out. It's a lot of kilometers.
This.
And look at this. Okay, 2015, 2-liter TDI. That's a strong engine. It's done 137,000 kilometers. And it is less than 250. It's 239.
And because he says he likes.
I think.
No, good for him because he says it was okay, lazy what do you of think? You because you're giving him what he's already seen.
But I, you know, he said that and I looked at it. I was and like, this two, is a good car.
I think we need to hook him up with the cracking mechanic. He's going to need her.
Ah, please, man. You and this cracking,
any of the cars.
Any of the three cars. Any of the I mean, if you're going to talk about the Audi and the gearbox.
So Bon, are we saying go for the Audi or save a little bit more? Maybe come back to us with a bigger budget?
Go for the Audi, chief. It's a nice car. If not the Audi, go for the...
what would you say?
Go for his car. It's just got a lot of kilometers.
Touareg.
He mustn't save a little bit extra. Then he gives us a better budget. No, he's got the budget. 250.
That's what he said he's got.
Get the all-road. What do you like? So you are the deciding factor.
I'm sorry, bro.
But you don't win.
I win.
This is a car you chose anyway. You can't win. That's the car that he says wants.
The car.
And if we're saying, he's saying he likes it. If it's a rubbish car.
If according to the vote, this very rigged vote, we're saying that the Touareg is not. You're saying the Touareg.
You should never run for president because you'll never. It's rigged.
Everything is rigged.
This guy's so African. Everything is rigged.
If we say the Touareg is number two, then it means that's really number one because this is what he chose.
Okay. So I win. Perfect.
No. So, Mfana,
look. What are you not hearing yet?
Yeah, I win. I chose it.
Selective, yeah.
Mfana, go for the Audi. We like your choice.
Do you like his choice?
No. Okay.
Let's move on. Because
when are you like agree. You like Mfana's
no, I'm
choice.
Saying, stick, I like. I'm not, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, yeah, I'm saying he must, another 6 months, save another 250, come back with 500K.
Hey, but what if he took 6 years to save this 250?
Oh, yeah. So, that's another car.
And another thing is, and that's why I didn't want to go this lazy route, is that we are trashing your car because it's not a proper SUV. He was agreeing with that. But the all-road is similar to the GLC.
Yeah.
It's not a proper SUV.
Look, guys,
this is only because he happened to like it and he just scored the penalty with goalkeeper.
Look, all-road. All-road. It's like even the Volvo.
And he still missed.
These are sporting jokes. Just. Sport nerds.
He's still missed.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, go get your old hood. That's it. We're done, right? You must go get his old hood.
Get your old road or get a better budget.
Yes, I think the old hood is good. Anyways, who's been... Did you see the Shanghai Motor Show?
Yeah, I saw only... Yeah, bruh. The cars these guys are coming up with.
Ridiculous, guys. Eh?
Hey, man, no,
some
man.
Of the things are scary. For me, they're in China, brah. No,
but you know that they say that in China, for them to sell a car, they have to do something outrageous to excite the Chinese. Yeah. The way the Chinese are so used to extraordinary things. Mm. Okay, I'm launching a Muswat. Look, he can swim. So? Like, not you, man.
No, I'm the consumer. I'm like, so he can swim.
The car can swim. Okay, cool, no problem.
No, there was an amphibious SUV there. Massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know.
And they actually put one of these famous car review guys in the car, and they actually crossed the river, and the car survived.
Wow! These cars that park themselves. You see the other ones that, but which ones?
I liked that one. That does the breakdance.
Oh, which
what
one?
Do they call it?
No, you should tell me.
It's
I mean,
BYD something. I forgot.
The seven. What seven?
Yeah, the one that jumps over potholes. The one that would be good from driving here.
Imagine, but if they're jumping all over this place.
It looks nice. It looks sportish, you know. Unlike the other sort of unrealistic looking cars, I saw another one. I don't know what brand it is, but it's just got seats. And just the steering wheel, it's all white inside. It looks like these futuristic cars.
Mm.
The chest turn and man. Let's have. Give me a meat on my bone.
Which I was like, the way it's way, W-E-Y, way MPV.
Mm.
It's going to compete with your FN car and your Toyotas and.
Mm-hmm.
But that thing, guys, inside.
The Caravelles.
It's a way
W-E-Y.
It's one of the biggest brands, actually, in China. I don't think we'll get it here. The way there are so many brands in China that some are like, what do you call this? MPV, and it's gorgeous. It is, you know?
I didn't see that. The way, hey?
Hey, W-E-Y.
Is it a tank?
No, man. It's
everyone has got a tank now in China, by the way.
And then did you see, guys, the Chery, the Bucky?
Yeah. I saw it. It's here in South Africa. We've got
it. Is it here already?
Yeah, we've got it.
And how much is the pricing? Have they taken out the pricing?
I don't know what the price is.
I just saw it.
I know it's in South Africa.
How much was this refilled a week ago and now it's already here?
We've got it.
Oh, I know this way. I've seen it before.
It's gorgeous, ne?
So, we know what?
No, no, inside.
It's nice inside.
Look at the interior.
Yeah, this front.
No, no, no. I mean, Chinese cars.
I can't.
What was your highlight?
No, the way. And the Geely. There's a Geely Zeekr 9K. It's competing. It looks like a Panamera.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put the picture up. Leon, it's one of those. It's quicker. It's in terms of electric cars. Mm-hmm. Or Zeekr is a comfortable. It's a Lexus of Geely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's and quarter of the price of a Panamera.
Mm-hmm. And fully electric. This thing, I don't know if it was there. The fact that they're saying the thing is coming back, Crusader's coming back.
No. I've seen the white car.
Yeah.
I've seen the same car. I've seen the same car. Land Rover. Okay. So it's one of those things. The white car, the biggest one. I'll put it up. I've seen one that said it was Land Rover is doing a sedan, and I was really excited. And then I saw Crusader, like
Yeah. What disappointed me is that I thought they were moving away from aesthetically imitating other brands.
Yeah.
But I saw a lot of imitation.
Yes.
Because the car I'm talking, sorry, Hanyan, the car I'm talking about that I say was too futuristic. Mm. It looked like the Jaguar that we did a few episodes ago.
Oh, the new one.
Yes, it looked exactly like it. It's minimalist.
There was one. Oh, there was actually, I saw something there. I'll put the name up. Jaguar's got a partnership with some Chinese car, and they're actually doing some beautiful cars. Right?
Exactly.
I just forgot the name.
Yeah, I saw what grabbed my attention. It looked like a Lambo.
Yeah.
Then it looked like a Lotus.
Yeah.
But it's a BYD Denza Z.
Denza. Yes, yeah. I saw the Denza.
And why it caught my attention? 1,000 kilowatts of electric power.
Wow. Yeah,
I saw that.
And the sub 3 seconds, 0 to 100.
And we don't exactly what it is. Crazy or something.
Yeah,
like
some ridiculous range. So that should be interesting.
And the price. I want to know the price because. And
but how many of these cars do you think we are getting here in SA?
Look, it doesn't matter, but it just shows the whole thing about, I think, for a motor show is that it shows what is possible, what they can do, what they are doing. And it shows the other guys, like, and then.
What are you doing?
Mm. And when it comes to electric BYD, I'm sorry, it's on top of everything.
They overtook Tesla.
Yeah, I think so, a long time ago. While the guy was making things great again, China was like,
let's make the electric car great again.
You know? And
So that's the Shanghai show. Do we have anything closely remote to that?
It's a Joburg. What is it? What's the show that we have?
Maybe we should get a spot, then go shoot.
We should. Yeah.
From the
we should. Actually, we should actually do that. I must start. We should start preparing for that.
Mm.
Anyways, that's me. What's up with your sports?
Hey, sports, bruh. Puff, puff, give, sniff, sniff.
Hey, dude.
We don't know what's happening. Is it puff, puff? Is it sniff, sniff?
Is it banned, that thing? If you smoke weed.
I'm lost.
Okay.
Rabada.
Kagiso Rabada.
Oh, Rabada, yeah. Mm.
He was at the IPL now recently.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, after two games,
you've kicked out.
The guy's not playing. I was playing for the team that I gave you, Gujarat Titans. He's not playing anymore. Then the team comes out and they say, no, man, this guy, he's gone back home for personal reasons, you know? So I'm thinking maybe someone passed away. 10 days, Nyana, he'll be back. The guy's gone for a whole month. Back, he's back in South Africa. While the tournament is playing in India, the IPL.
Losing a lot
right?
of money.
How? Hey, man. Every time the Gujarat plays, hey, guys, where's Rabada? No, he'll be back in about 10 days. Personal issues he's sorting out. Kanti, nigga.
He failed the random test.
We don't know what he did. Whether it's
we don't know what the drug is.
The drug is,
but it's not performance enhancing.
Yeah, it's not performance enhancing drug. So here's the story. South African fast bowler Kagiso Rabada has served a 1 month ban, commuted for 3 months for use for drug use during the SA20. So this happened in January during the SA20 tournament. now under the category of the drugs that are under whatever category that he's been banned under. It includes cocaine. Methamphetamine, it includes cocaine, it includes weed, it includes ecstasy. Now, when the body takes out the statement, we are just going to say we are charging you under section under 2022. When you go read section that,
then it
says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They are not at liberty to disclose
which one
it is. It's up to the athlete themselves to say, look, guys, I had a spliff and I got high. And so Rabada hasn't come out. He's just come out and he's apologized to say, guys, look, I've learned my lesson. Wada. So
he
went back to India last week. He was back in India. Okay. So this is when now the news come out. Mutwena Grand, he was serving his suspension. So he left India on the 29th of March. The suspension started on the 1st of
April.
No, his last game was 29 March. He left India on the 3rd of April. But the suspension is for playing. So basically from the 1st of April up until the end of April, he did not play the game. So now he's back because the freaking IPL is like 10 years long. He can still, you miss a month and he's still back. The team was playing yesterday. They didn't pick him. But his team is going into the playoffs anyway, so he should be playing. So, but to my complainer, they're saying, look, he's on a 23 million rand deal. He's going to lose a lot of money. Wada.
That's weed.
But look, I think, fair is fair. Right?
Because it's punishment.
He had the drug during a sanctioned tournament, the SA20. He wasn't on holiday. They can't decide and charge you will go holiday, will relax. But the important thing everyone needs to be aware of is that it wasn't performance enhancing.
That's all I was worried
it's
about.
More like a down and like
he smoked weed, dude.
Smoke weed every day. Let's hope it was weed. I just hope it was weed. He's our star boy. I was scared that he might not be playing the World Test Championship in June. He'll be playing. He's gone back to his franchise. So he'll get paid prorated amount of that 23 million. He'll still get a few million.
I'm not worried. I mean, as long as it wasn't performance enhancing, I was worried about that.
I just think the performance enhancing stuff,
and reputation. Reputation, like, but everyone's like,
so now, yes. The thing about this ban that I found interesting, the differences in the way you get punished. CSA is saying, no, guys, the man is proven or he's sorry. The man, hey, ukupila skisi. Let's
know what
you're
gonna say.
You know why? He's their cash cow. CSA get 10% of
whatever he makes
in India, right? He's their golden boy. I mean, Rabada.
So
our
who
star,
else has been punished?
Right?
Severely?
Now we had New Zealand, Doug Bracewell, who was also handed a similar sentence for cocaine use.
30 days.
Yeah, 30 days. Then we go down. We go up north. Our northern neighbors,
Zimbabwe.
So last year, Zimbabwe's Wesley Madevere and Brendan Mavuta. Mavuta.
Madevere,
yeah.
I don't want to.
So these two gentlemen, and I know them, I've seen them. Wesley's a short guy, dreadlocks, and you can see
he's a splifter.
You can see him, right? So they were banned from playing for 4 months each and fined 50% of their salaries for 3 months. After testing positive for a recreational drug. In that instance, Zimbabwean cricket chose to impose another sanction longer than what WADA had given them.
Who punishes them?
It's WADA.
Which is what?
The King World Drug Agency.
Also, World Drug Agency punished Rabada 30 days.
Rabada are appeal.
Okay.
The law, and then they came down from 3 months
to
30 days. Doug Bracewell, it was 3 months. They came down, back at 30 days. The two Zimboys.
So who gave him four months?
Kiwada.
Sure. Didn't they repeat?
They didn't appeal because you need a lawyer. And Zimbabwean salaries are not that much in cricket.
Hard.
You understand? Zimbabwe are a tronkwan.
Ay, no, man.
You have a sharper.
You have a sharper V.
Damn. So this is good. Don't smoke weed.
Don't smoke weed if you're from Zimbabwe.
Stay away.
So that's what I was. I just wanted to say.
Shame, Hori, man.
Because they come from a board, and happy, I know the Zimbabwean system. Mm. They are like, you know, your hardcore old school. We don't take crap. Mm-hmm. So these guys were like, "What, you smoked weed? Oh, I'll show you." Type of thing. South Africa. Really? Okay.
The thing is, I think everyone's like, "Okay, he smoked weed."
Mm. Well, but yeah, man, like, that's the moral judging of the story. it hurt me a little bit, this story, Sarah Bada, because he's such a role model to so many kids. And then a New Zealander, one of the Australian former captains, he wasn't happy about the whole situation.
That Australia will always...
It was being covered up. But it's because we are playing them in the World Test Championship final.
Australia.
And he'll make a hoo-ha or no, man. It stinks. I don't like the use around the word personal issues.
Like,
so he wanted the franchise to come out
nonsense
and say
we were smoking cocaine weed.
He got found taking weed, what. But man,
it's Australia. That. It's like England and rugby.
Mm.
And if they have to play us, they'll always say, hey, it's not fair.
And so, while we edit, I won't be a sore loser. Congratulations to Liverpool for winning the English Premier League. My Pirates is fuck. Congratulations to you. Pirates for beating Chiefs 2-1.
Beat you.
Congratulations to Inter Milan for making the final.
That
of
broke
the
my heart, man.
UEFA Champions League. And
this is not Inter Milan, by the way.
No, I'm just telling
you. And then congratulations also to the Springbok Sevens for winning the Los Angeles Sevens team. Sevens tournament. You know? Sevens, I don't find it exciting anymore.
Too quick and
it's boring now. I think I used to like it before the times about Cecil Africa. I don't know if you know Cecil Africa.
Yes.
Cecil Africa, the dreadlock guy who stuttered. I think if you stutter, you become a little bit faster. And he had a goose step, but I think it was also the stutter in the red.
Oh, congratulations. Did you watch a Hilton Michael House? Well done, Hilton.
Congratulations to Palchem. First time in 8 years that Grey Blue lost. I'm so into
school rugby. School rugby. I think it's more exciting than...
Hey, Muna, I've got my son.
Yeah.
He damaged his ligaments in his knee. And I get a call, I'm at work.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Hey, I'm hospital ing. Now, my son is least of my worries. Mm. His teammate got kneed.
Oh, no.
And he lost consciousness. On the field. But Carltonville, imagine Carltonville. And apparently he had a seizure.
Yes. Imagine kids being, are not playing rugby.
Imagine being a parent, getting a call, you hundreds of kilometers away, they tell your child just had a seizure.
Nah.
And my son was so traumatized because now they put them in the same ambulance.
Is he fine, the boy?
Yeah, they said he responded only when the ambulance drove into the hospital.
You know what I find so sad about rugby and those kind of injuries? Most of the time is, I'm afraid to say this, it's people, it's let me not say it, they don't know how to play rugby.
It's lower,
and especially
the lower down you go in terms of professionalism.
I was about to say the development structures.
Yes. The lower down you go, professional level. I mean, my son says someone hit him, ne?
Mm-hmm.
And the other one came, or he had already been tackled.
Yeah,
now, if you watch professional rugby,
that's a red
card. Once they tackle you and you go down,
you can't.
There's no need for the other guy to come in.
Mm.
And, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So all now his foot is stuck. Then his knee jars back. Why. And
I've got two nephews who had to quit rugby because of injuries.
So now my son now he's out
head
for the
injuries included.
He's so. Out head. For the. He's out head for the injuries. Whole. He's out for the whole season, 8 weeks.
That's like, why my kids will play soccer and talk about soccer. Big ups to SA under 20.
Oh, yes. Yesterday,
Amachita beating Sierra Leone 4-1. Who are touted as one of the strongest teams in the tournament.
Think of the youngsters.
And we showed them properly so. I'm very enthusiastic about that. Yeah, I think it speaks volumes about our tournament structures. A lot of those boys play GDL and TDC. Only a few are in the TSL.
Development,
Development League and similar leagues in other provinces. And also
used
the TDC.
GDL as a hot dot diesel.
Okay. All right, guys. Yeah, thank you very much. Mfana Giti. Mfana Futi.
I was going to play a game.
In Zimbabwe.
And then I got high.
Do we know if he smoked weed? Did he take meth? Did he sniff?
Ach man, those drugs, you know what?
Even coke.
I mean, especially if you're supposed to be like that. I'm not really
ready when it's go time. Rock steady already in the back of my brain is a gold mine. And I'm pulling up stats. I get to mine. You catch my drift in no time. You send me shit in the night time. You're fiving out in the meantime. Kiss your face, six in a gold vibe. Smoking the choking and the weed in a 4-5. Living the dream and the speed at the same time. I'm picking you up just before 9. You're playing just as hard as you grind. And I got the recipe to help you to get out of your mind. In jet black.
Do that out the raising the bar.
In jet black.
Playing like the cars as my bar.
In jet black.
Driving that good shit from bar.
In jet black.
Who told your ass to wait by the car?
In jet black. Don't chip blind. Squad got my back from the front line. Bobbing and weaving the mean with a street rag. Reeling and dealing to see us take flight. Then it's bait time. And without vibe, we don't see time. Cause when we fly, it's a skyline. In the meantime, I'm rolling up the jets for the liftoff. Line up the shots, gonna take four. Get a drink for the lady. No straw. We boys acting shady. It's all. Claim to drive Mercedes. Pull us up. Before the things in life get you running out of your life. I got the recipe to help you to get out of your mind.
Who's that with his head in the clouds?
In your black.
Footsteps leaving death in the ground.
In your black.
Backing but never needing the crown.
In your black.
You get the answer once you deep in the sound.
In your black.